Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cluster Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and my pet family also snooping around. Oh, Salt Bae. Yes, I have a Jack Russell named Salt Bae. Yeah, he's approaching me as I am introducing the show. But hello. Welcome to Cluster Shock Entertainment Report. I haven't been on since Sunday night, right? My apologies for not broadcasting on Monday and Tuesday. It is World Wednesday, and today's show we will talk about COVID updates and, of course, other world news and hot topics. Congratulations to those that participated and nominated and won and was recognized at the VMAs last night. Honestly, I did not watch it, but I have seen highlights, but I am looking forward to watching performances by many of my favorites in full detail. And the NSYNC appearance, does that mean we will be getting new music from NSYNC also, not just P. Diddy and the Rolling Stones and Tyrese, but also NSYNC? Do we need this? Yes, indeed. So exciting. Can't wait to hear their announcements of what's going on and what's in the works with them. I'd love to see a NSYNC documentary. You know, I flash back to the beginning and what's up and what they're doing and how's their family life and all of that today. That's just an awesome idea of a documentary of their life, the beginning, been going on with all of their lives and careers, and now with the reunion. Tony, you know, they're kicking off their tour. So super excited. Raphael Sadiq and Tony, 3Gs. You know, these are artists with such amazing feel-good music. So definitely a good sign. Oh, my goodness, yes. Definitely a good sign. So thank you from the bottom of my heart, from my entire being, for being a supporter of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Again, I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Thank you. have a meditation. Yes. Woo. Good way to start off the morning, or if it's mid-morning or afternoon or evening or night. Great meditation song. It's called Autumn Meditation. We're at the end of summer, and fall will soon begin. So taking a deep breath, indeed. So you 5 a.m. clubbers, a big shout out to you and those of you that are working on becoming 5 a.m. clubbers. You know what? I've always been a morning person and really a person that like to burn the midnight oil. Some of my best inspiration come in the middle of the night, maybe because I am a middle-of-the-night baby. I was born at 1:10 a.m. in the morning. But I enjoy my regular sleep schedule routine also that I have readjusted this year, and it has definitely been a plus, an asset to set a regular sleep schedule. And speaking of schedule, I'm looking in the 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma, which I am rereading. And on page 25, I have highlighted, ordinary people can accomplish extraordinary feats once they routinize the right habits. Ordinary people can accomplish extraordinary feats once they routinize the right habits. Thrice. Ordinary people can accomplish extraordinary feats once they've routinized the right habits. And, you know, once we get those right habits or keep those right habits in the perfect routine, winning, definitely winning season. Definitely winning season. So, again, thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Thank you for interacting with me. I even received a text message from a listener in Manhattan, New York, like yesterday. She was vibing me. I don't know, you know. And so, she might be listening now, so a big shout out to her. And those of you that do reach out on social media, I don't answer random calls, but like cousin Linda and I always say, you're welcome to call the show when it's live on air, wherever you are around the world. You all behave yourselves. And talking to the pooches. And I love interacting with my social media friends and listeners of the podcast, and listeners from way back in the day from 2011 to new listeners. Looking forward to scheduling awesome guests and old friends of the show that have been on before also. Big shout out to my cousin Linda, who's been doing amazing substitute teaching assignments in Dallas-Fort Worth. Big shout out to my friends and all around the world here in the metropolitan Jackson area, Mississippi, and Dallas-Fort Worth, and Texoma in the Sherman, Texas, where I lived before, Durant. Just a big shout out to listeners in Minneapolis. Shelby J, you all know Shelby J, that performed with Prince. She have launched a new Bee Boutique, so check her out on Instagram. Big shout out to her. Big shout out to friends and family near and far, supporters. Big shout out to T-Mobile. I'm telling you guys, I thank you. I hope you become my sponsor of my podcast. Also, I really thank you and appreciate you. Thank you for your awesome service and phone service and home internet service. Big shout out, big shout out. Yes, indeed. Big shout out to everybody that's making it happen. And I believe that's all of us. We all have that make it happen in us. And just making it happen, never give up. Like my late mother used to say, who loved you all, loved the show, was my number one fan, my co-producer. You know, mother always said, you and your friends never give up. I never give up. You all never give up. So, friends, let's never give up. I know we all have challenges. We all have good things we're dealing with, challenges and things that we just deal with. But, you know, we have each other, and we have a higher power, our God, in the name. I'm Christian in the name of Jesus, but big shout out to all my friends of different religious faiths. Faith also, and even my atheist friends who are amazing. Big shout out. Big shout out to the Avon community. Big shout out to No Labels, my No Labels movement people. Big shout out to our leaders, to Mayor Lumumba, to the Governor Tate Reeves. He posted a couple awesome Instagram posts on yesterday, how towns in Mississippi are being recognized as some of the most awesome college towns. If some of you might not know, Jackson is a college town, and Hattiesburg and Starksville and other. This is a college town state, you know. And we love our academics, and we love our student sports also. So. Speaking of sports, sending out prayers also to Aaron Rodgers. I hope he improves soon. I hope that the diagnosis of him being out for the season is reversed and that he gets much better. But praying for his health and for him to get much better. I watched that game on Monday night. But you know what? I fell asleep like 9:30. When I fell asleep, guess what? The Bills were in the lead. So I had no idea who had won the game when I woke up. So it went OT, huh? And the Jets won. Wow. I love to see when that kind of action happened, but I missed that moment. I was knocked out. I fell asleep, no joke, watching the game. I was so relaxed and enjoying the game and just in shock when I had seen him being carted off into the locker room. And I knew it was going to be a game of that sort, but when I fell asleep, the Bills were in the lead. And I heard that it went overtime, and then I seen it for myself also with the news that Aaron Rodgers would be out for the rest of the year. But, you know, God has the last say on that, so I'm praying for him to get better soon, because I know the NFL and the Jets and he are very excited that he's still in the game. So praying for him to be able to, you know, that his health definitely improves. So if it's your birthday, happy birthday. Stay strong.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Happy new job. Happy new business. Happy new baby. Happy, if you're celebrating, happy with everything that you're celebrating or that you're working on or a milestone in your life. If you're speaking of good habits and bad habits, if you're beating a bad habit, I am getting in shape. So I am beating some bad habits, and I am being consistent and disciplined with my exercise and we'll be getting back in the gym soon also. So super excited about that. I'm ready. I've graduated to get back into the gym. So I'm at that time now. I've graduated and it's time to get back in the gym. So I'll be returning to the gym, look like this week. But hey, you know, it's all about, like my Avon coach always mentions, it's all about consistency. I found this in the Bible that my late mother and I shared and that I still pray in. And I was talking with some of my prayer partners, so a big shout out to Powerhouse, Kojic Church, Prophet Anthony Friday Sr. and his First Lady, Dr. Mrs. Emma Friday, and their overseer of their morning line, calling line. And let me give you all that number now. International callers, feel free to call and pray. Miracles really happen. 605-313-5111. 605-313-5111. 605-313-5111. Sometimes they might ask for the pound sign after. The passcode number is 778855 pound sign. Passcode number is 778855 pound sign. Passcode number is 778855 pound sign. Again, for the Powerhouse Cogit conference call that happens each and every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time and noon, also Central Standard Time, number is 605-313-5111. Passcode is 778855 pound sign. Be prepared for answered prayers. Seriously, no joke. So you are invited to join us in prayer and pray with us, prayer requests, share your testimonies. It also, let us know that you're listening to my podcast also, and that you accepted the invite. But as I was chatting with the overseer, Missionary Bolden, she and her husband, church is named Tabernacles Ministries. And while I'm at it, let me shout out Pastor Gary Adams Sr. and his First Lady, who is also Leo like myself, Mrs. Janice Adams and the Congregational Cathedral, AME Zion Church. That's where I'm a member of, and we're preparing for conference. I am returning to in-person service. I have not returned to in-person service. During the pandemic, there are neighborhood churches, and like I was invited into a neighborhood church, and then that's Deliverance of God, I think. Yeah. One of my friends is a member there, and the pastor, they had invited me in as they was doing baptisms. That was back in like 2020, 21. And Holy Family Catholic Church. Those are pillars within my neighborhood, in my community here in North Jackson, Mississippi. But what I wanted to share is something that my late mother had in the Bible. As I was talking with my prayer friends, I ran across this in Hebrews, and it's an Ann Landers. You remember Ann Landers? It's an Ann Landers column. And a writer had said, "Dear Ann Landers, I cut this column out years ago and carried it in my wallet. As you can see, it is yellow with age, and I've lost the ending. Please find it and print it. And ironically, Mother had this column cut out, and it's yellow, and it's in the Bible like a bookmark. Just for today, I will live through the next 12 hours and not try to tackle all of life's problems at once. Just for today, I will improve my mind. I will learn something useful. I will read something that requires effort, thought, and concentration. Just for today, I will be agreeable. I will look my best, speak in a well-modulated voice, be courteous and considerate. Just for today, I will not find fault with friend, relative, or colleague. I will not try to change or improve anyone but myself. Just for today, I will do two things I don't want to do just for the exercise. Just for today, I will believe in myself. I will give my best to the world and feel confident that the world will give its best to me. Arthur Unknown. Perfect for today, too, with that ending regarding of the world. But that was beautiful, and that was something that stood up to my mother, and I'm sure she had shown it to me. But it's amazing how it just spiritually appeared. I had I read the Bible practically every day. I have other Bibles too. I read that Bible every day, and it just mysteriously surfaced. And it is so beautiful, and I'm sure many of you could relate to that and could vibe to it and love it also. It's just super amazing. But the title, sending out prayers also to Morocco, and thank you, President, for doing as much as you can, the United States, for giving a green light for the United States to do as much as they can also. And Dr. Oz shared an awesome post on Instagram because he was also in Turkey back in February during the earthquake, and he also mentioned how Turkey is also coming to the help of Morocco because Morocco was there also for Turkey back earlier this year. And I often think about the ones that were displaced from the earthquake back in February that affected Turkey and Syria. Also, South Bay Nusret, I know his company definitely, and I'm sure still is, doing remarkable things to help those, feeding them and making sure that they have housing and so on. It's why it's so important for our leaders to work together, our different countries and continents, and our local governments in our respective countries and states and cities and all of that. It's important to work with we the people and the private sector, the governmental sector. It's just so important for us to do our best for world peace. Also, praying for those that are dealing with Libya, right, dealing with a lot of flooding, so heartbreaking. Sending our prayers and positive vibes all around the world. Thank you for those of you that are praying for us over here in America also, because, you know, we're dealing with so many things also. So many of us are dealing with great things, but then also we deal with challenges. We deal with things as individuals, but then as a collective, also a world collective. So it's important for us to do our best to be problem solvers and not create problems. So COVID, there's a surge in COVID, and so we want to continue to slow the spread. There has been a vaccine, they say, that would be available before the end of the week. So I'm going to check out CDC, see what CDC is saying about what, like what we should be doing, but definitely contact your, oh, one of the first things that's on the CDC's page is sepsis, and you all know that's what Madonna had earlier this year. Sepsis is very serious. Let's see. What do we need to know? COVID vaccine. Everyone 6 months and older, it's important to get vaccinated. COVID-19 vaccine recommendations have been updated as of September the 12th. That was yesterday. What you need to know, everyone aged 6 years and older should get one updated Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine to be up to date. People aged 65 years and older may get a second dose of updated Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. People who are moderately or severely immunocompromised may get additional doses of updated Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Children aged 6 months to 8 years may need multiple doses of COVID-19 vaccine to be up to date, including at least one dose of updated Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine, depending on the number of doses they previously received and their age. COVID-19 vaccine recommendations will be updated as needed. Recommendation for everyone aged 6 years and older. To find COVID-19 vaccine locations near you, search vaccines.gov. To find COVID-19 vaccine locations near you, search vaccines.gov. Thrice. To find COVID-19 vaccine locations near you, search vaccines.gov. Text your zip code to 438829. Text your zip code to 438829. Text your zip code to 438829. Or call 1-800-232-0233. Or call 1-800-232-0233. 1-800-232-0233. That's to find COVID-19 locations near you. Recommendations for people who may get additional updated COVID-19 vaccines. Some people may get additional doses of COVID-19 vaccines. People aged 65 years and older may get one additional dose of COVID-19 vaccine 4 or more months after the first updated COVID-19 vaccine. People who are moderately or severely immunocompromised may get one additional dose of updated COVID-19 vaccine 2 or more months after the last updated COVID-19 vaccine. Talk to your healthcare provider about additional update doses. Big shout out to my PCP, my doctor, my friend, he and his wife, Dr. Timothy Quinn, Quinn Healthcare, and his wife, Mrs. Melissa Quinn. Big shout out to them and all medical professionals. Praying for you all and your families, all first responders. Praying for you, medical professionals, law enforcement, fire, everybody that work in as first responders, and also our service industry workers also. Recommendation for people who may want another COVID-19 vaccine option. People 12 years and older who are unable or choose not to get an updated Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine can consider other options to get up to date. Novavax, when are you to update? Because I had my fourth one last November 22nd on my late mom's birthday. And you all know I became sick. I don't know if I'm not saying it was from the vaccine because my family and friends in the household were sick too, but I never catch stuff very rarely from people. But I was sick nearly a month from Thanksgiving to Christmas, the beginning of the year. But one thing I did like about it, which I don't advise people to lose weight that way, but, you know, I did lose weight. But, you know, I gained the pounds back. Thank God the pounds are vanishing now. But that's a whole other story, right? But when are you to update? Everyone age 6 years and older, but I was just making a point that I've had all four of mine. Everyone age 6 years and older, you're up to date when you get one updated by Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Children age 6 months to 5 years who got Pfizer, BioNTech, COVID-19 vaccine, you're up to date if you're age 6 months, 4 years, and you get three COVID-19 vaccine doses, including at least one updated COVID-19 dose. Age 5 years, and you get at least one updated COVID-19 vaccine dose. Children age 6 months and 5 years who got the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine, you are up to date when you get two Moderna COVID-19 vaccine doses, including at least one updated COVID-19 vaccine dose. People who are unable to choose not to get a recommended vaccine, you are up to date when you get the Novavax COVID-19 vaccine doses provided for your age group. People who got the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, you're up to date when you get one updated COVID-19 vaccine. I have, at first, that was the one I wanted. I do have friends that have gotten that one, that get that one. About COVID-19 vaccine, COVID-19 vaccines available in the United States are effective at protecting people from getting seriously ill, being hospitalized, and dying. As with other vaccine-preventable diseases, you are best protected best from COVID-19 when you stay up to date with the recommended vaccinations. COVID-19 vaccines authorized in the United States are Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, Novavax, Johnson & Johnson, Janssen. Updated by bivalent and original monovalent, right, COVID-19 vaccines. I'm giggling at myself how I'm pronouncing those. Updated vaccines, sometimes called bivalent, vaccines. The updated vaccines are called updated because they protect against both the original virus that causes COVID-19 and the Omicron variant BA4, BA5, two COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers, Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, have developed updated COVID-19 vaccines. When did updated vaccines become available? Original vaccines, sometimes called monovalent vaccines, previous COVID-19 vaccines are called original because they were designed to protect against the original virus that causes COVID-19. As of April 18, 2023, the original Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines no longer authorized for use by the FDA in the United States. Updated Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines are being used for all age groups. As of May 6, 2023, J&J, Janssen COVID-19 vaccine has expired and no longer available for use in the United States. New vaccines expected in the fall 2023. On June 15, 2023, an FDA advisory committee met to talk about COVID-19 vaccines and additional strands of the COVID-19 virus. They recommended that COVID-19 vaccines should be updated to provide protection against the Omicron variant XBB.1.5 for use by the fall of 2023. Getting vaccines if you had or currently have COVID-19. If you recently had COVID-19, you still need to stay up to date with your vaccines, but you may consider delaying your next vaccine dose by 3 months from when your symptoms started, or if you had no symptoms, when you first received a positive test. Reinfection is less likely in the weeks to months after infection. However, certain factors could be reasons to get vaccines sooner rather than later, such as personal risk of cerebral disease or risk of disease in a loved one or close contact. Local COVID-19 hospital admission levels and the most common COVID-19 variant currently causing illness. Learning about getting your vaccine. Do you need to wait to get vaccinated after getting COVID-19 or getting treatment for COVID-19? How can you prepare for vaccination? What can you expect during and after your vaccinations? Those are things that questions that are answered on the website. Vaccinations received outside the United States. COVID-19 vaccines available abroad that are accepted in the United States are valid. Proof of vaccination card in the United States. For healthcare and the public health, use of COVID-19 vaccines in the United States, interim clinical considerations. So let's talk about prevention. You know, with the uprise, you know, I think we need to talk about that. There are many ways your action can help protect you, your household, and your community from severe illnesses from COVID-19. CDC's COVID-19 hospital admission levels provide information about the amount of severe illnesses in the community where you are located to help you decide when to take action to protect yourself and others. Prevention actions to use at all COVID-19 community levels. In addition to basic health and hygiene practices, like hand washing, CDC recommends some prevention actions at all COVID-19 hospital admission levels, which include staying up to date with COVID-19 vaccines, improving ventilation, getting tested for COVID-19 if needed, following recommendations for what to do if you have been exposed, staying home if you have suspected or confirmed COVID-19, self-isolate, seeking treatment if you have COVID-19 and are at high risk of getting very sick. Avoid contact with people who have suspected or confirmed COVID-19 if you just suspect. And so you can even download, like, this personal COVID plan that they have on the website. So stay up to date with the COVID-19 vaccines, they are stressed throughout the website. COVID-19 vaccines help your body develop protection from the virus that causes COVID-19. And some of my anti-vaxxer friends, you know, they're like, they're giving you COVID. And you know what? Many of my anti-vaxxer friends have never gotten COVID. I've never had COVID, but, I get my shot. But many of my anti-vaxxer friends that never have gotten a shot, don't plan on getting one, they've never gotten COVID, too. But, you know, those that are anti-vaxxers, it's still, important to do the prevention, to take, you know, sanitize, keep your hands clean. It's important. If you get the shots or if you're anti-vaxxer, you know, it's still important to be responsible. So COVID-19 vaccine significantly lowers the risk of getting very sick, being hospitalized, or dying from COVID-19. CDC recommends that everyone stay up to date on their COVID-19 vaccines, especially people with weakened immune systems. So praying for all of our immune systems anyway to stay strong. And also we want to we don't want to catch colds and pneumonia and flu and all of that either. Again, let me provide you again with how you can find COVID-19 vaccine locations near you. Search vaccines.gov. Text your zip code to 438829. Text your zip code to 438829 is where you text your zip code. And also call 1-800-232-0233. Improving ventilation and spending time outdoors. improving ventilation, moving air into and out of or within a room, infiltration, trapping particles on a filter to remove them from the air can help prevent virus particles from accumulating in indoor air. Improving ventilation and filtration can help protect you from getting infected with and spreading the virus that causes COVID-19. Spending time outside when possible instead of inside can also help viral particles spread between people more readily indoors and outdoors. Actions that can improve ventilation and filtration include bringing in as much outdoor air as possible, for example, opening your windows, increasing air filtration in your heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems, such as by changing filters frequently and using filters that are properly fitted and provided higher filtration. Using the portable high-efficiency particle air cleaners, turning on exhaust fans and using other fans to improve airflow, turning your thermostat to the on position instead of auto to ensure your HVAC system provides continuous airflow and filtration. CDC's interactive ventilation tools can help you see how much you can improve ventilation in your home or school. So you move your indoor activities outdoors, you are less likely to be infected by COVID-19 during outdoor activities because virus particles do not build up in the air outdoors as much as they do indoors. As the COVID-19 hospital admission level rises, consider increasing the number of group activities you move outside. Financial support may be available to certain entities like schools to make ventilation improvements. So again, you know, they stress throughout the website, get tested. If you have COVID-19 symptoms, I took an at-home test last week and it was negative, thank God. I shared it on Instagram and Facebook. A viral test tells you if you are infected with the virus that causes COVID-19. If you have COVID-19 symptoms, you should get tested for COVID-19 immediately. If you have been exposed to COVID-19 and do not have symptoms, you should test 5 full days after your exposure. If you do not test at the right time, you're more likely to get an inaccurate test result. You may choose to get a PCR test at a testing site or a healthcare facility. PCR tests are more likely to detect the virus compared to antigen tests. Rapid antigen tests provide results quickly and available at testing sites or for use at home, FDA recommends. 2 negative antigen tests if you have symptoms or 3 negative antigen tests if you do not have symptoms. Perform 2 days, 48 hours apart to be confident that you do not have COVID-19. Even when you don't have symptoms or recent exposure to COVID-19, testing may help you make informed decisions about your health and your risk of spreading COVID-19 to others, especially those who are at higher risk of severe illness. Following recommendations for what to do if you have been exposed. If you are exposed to someone with COVID-19, you may have been affected with the virus. Follow CDC's recommendations for what to do if you were exposed. This includes wearing a high-quality mask when indoors and around others, including inside your home, for 10 days testing and monitoring yourself for any symptoms. Staying home when you have suspected or confirmed COVID-19. If you have COVID-19, you can spread it to others even if you do not have symptoms. If you have symptoms, get tested and stay home until you have results. If you have tested positive, even without symptoms, follow CDC's isolation recommendations. These recommendations include staying home and away from others for at least 5 days and possibly more, depending on how the virus affects you, and wearing a high-quality mask when indoors and around others for a period of time. Seeking treatment if you have COVID-19 and are at high risk of getting very sick. Effective treatments are now widely available and free, and you may be eligible. Contact your healthcare provider, health department, or community health center to learn more about treatment options. Don't delay. Treatments must be started within a few days after you first develop symptoms to be effective. If you don't have timely access to a healthcare provider, check if a test to treat location is in your community. You can get tested, receive a prescription from a healthcare provider, either on-site or by telehealth, and have it filled all at one location. Avoid in contact with people who have suspected or confirmed COVID. Avoid contact with people who have COVID-19 whether or not they feel sick can reduce your risk of catching the virus from them. If possible, avoid being around a person who has COVID-19 until they can safely in home isolation. Sometimes it pays not to be practical for you to stay. It pays not to be practical for you to stay away from a person who has COVID-19, or you may want to help take care of them. In those situations, use as many prevention strategies as you can, such as practicing hand hygiene, consistently and correctly wearing a high-quality mask, improving ventilation, and keeping your distance when possible from the person who is sick or tested positive. Prevention actions to add as needed. There are some additional prevention actions that may be done at any level, but CDC especially recommends considering in certain circumstances at a medium or high COVID-19 hospital admission levels. Wearing masks or respirators, increasing space and distance. So wearing masks or respirators, masks are made to contain droplets and particles that you breathe, cough, or sneeze out. Variety of masks are available. Some masks provide a higher level of protection than others. Respirators, for example, N95, are made to protect you by fitting closely on the face to filter out particles, including the virus that causes COVID-19. They can also block droplets and particles you breathe, cough, or sneeze out so you do not spread them to others. Respirators, for example, N95, provide higher protection than masks. When wearing a mask or respirator, for example, N95, it is most important to choose one that you can wear correctly, that fits closely to your face, over your mouth and nose, that provides good protection, and that is comfortable for you. Increase the space and distance. Small particles that people breathe out can contain virus particles. The closer you are to a greater number of people, the more likely you are to be exposed to the virus that causes COVID-19. To avoid this possible exposure, you may want to avoid crowded areas like keep the distance yourself and others. Those actions also to protect people who are high risk for getting sick from COVID-19 in settings where there are multiple risks for exposure. Woo! So this is the COVID update show, World Wednesday. So I hope this information has helped you. It definitely has helped me. And it's a reminder for us to slow the spread again, to slow the spread. 2023-2024 version, let's continue to slow the spread of COVID-19 and all the variants. And let's also slow the spread, reminder to get our vaccines for flu and pneumonia also, and do our best to manage colds effectively. But I thank you all. It's time to conclude the show before it abruptly ends. Thank you. Email CultureShock, KULTRESHOKENT _BATH@yahoo.com. KULTRESHOKENT _BATH@yahoo.com. KULTRESHOKENT _BATH@yahoo.com. Cash App. Thank you for those of you that send Cash App so we can improve the show. $ BETH BTRU KULTRESHOK. $ BETH BTRU KULTRESHOK. $ BETH BTRU KULTRESHOK. Also, PayPal is at BATH, BETH, WMS, BTRU, at BETH, WMS, BTRU, at BETH, WMS, BTRU. That's at BATH Williams, Williams abbreviated, Be True. Thank you all so much for your love. Let's continue to spread love, and I'm sending out prayers to each and every last one of you, near and far, and I appreciate your prayers. I thank God in the name of Jesus for answered prayers. I have been experiencing so many miracles and been witnessing so so many miracles in so many lives. So let's continue being there for one another and having each other's back. It's prayer works. So just, it costs nothing to pray and send positive vibes to one another, right? So I really appreciate your listenership and your support and interaction. It definitely has been amazing. It's fourth quarter, it's end of the year, end of summer, fall is beginning. Let's make it an amazing end of 2023 and a big welcome to 2024. Again, thank you for your love. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio owners and management and fellow podcasters. Thank you, Pastor Dunn, Junior CEO, fellow podcaster. Big shout out to Ebony Empress, who keeps in touch over in the UK, who she and I